Hello? Yes, I'm here. No, I'm not alone. My roommates are home and trying to sleep. Is everything okay? Oh, good. You don't normally call unless it's serious, so I kind of got a little worried. Why did you call then? You're horny? What do you expect me to do about that? I just told you I'm not alone. Of course, I want to help you. I always love playing with you. Do you think you can make it quick? I'd hate if someone who wasn't supposed to wake up caught us like this. Oh, you can? I don't know if being fast is something you want to brag about, but. Okay. Get comfortable, little one. I have an idea. I'm going to tell you one of my personal fantasies that I've been thinking about a lot lately. Quite frankly, I've been thinking about it so much that I was debating whether or not we could make it reality the next time we were together. Do you like the sound of that? Good. Are you comfy for me? Perfect. Don't forget to close your eyes. I want you to focus only on the sound of my voice and getting yourself off. Those are the only two things you need to worry about right now. You ready? Yay! Okay. It begins like any normal night. We're on the couch together, watching something, not really paying attention. Mostly just touching each other, kissing, cuddling, and eventually it turns to more. I mention that I want to try something new. You ask me what, wondering if it's going to be some new restraints or a vibrator or even just a plug. You can never really know with me because I always try to keep you on your toes. I respond by asking if I can put a blindfold over your eyes and show you. I look deep into your eyes and ask if you trust me. You do, so you agree. I leave your lap and I get a blindfold. I carefully place it over your eyes. Once your world is in complete darkness, I nibble close to your earlobe and I ask, "How is it?" And that causes you to shudder, and then you tell me to continue, already getting excited by what a sexy picture you make. I leave for a minute or two to get the toy I wanted to get in the first place. I make some noise around you. I ask if you've ever used a vibrator before. If you say yes, I smile and tell you you're going to really enjoy this. And if you say no, I say give it a shot. If you don't like it after a few minutes, we can stop. That causes you to blush, but you shake your head yes. I kiss your lips and remind you that I need you to use your words. You tell me I can use it on you, and my clit starts to pulse again. Before we get to the fun part, I climb back on your lap and I start kissing you. I encourage you to touch me, feel me, grab me, all the while I'm grinding on you and edging myself on your thigh. Grinding is my favorite way to get off, as you know. I'm working myself up, moaning, kissing, touching. I'm just feeling, and we're in the moment, just enjoying ourselves. And then I pull a little bit of a switcheroo on you. Is that the right term? I'm not really sure, but I reach my hands between your legs to see if you're ready for the vibe, and I feel that you are. I let out a little moan, knowing you're going to be looking so fucking hot in a second. I slide off you and in between your thighs. You whimper at the loss of my weight and heat, but then your brain realizes what it means, so it's okay. You're gonna get to come. With the blindfold on, you have no idea what kind of vibe it is. All you know is that I had to plug it into the wall outlet. I smile to myself and ask if you've ever heard of a Hitachi. If you say yes, then I kiss your inner thigh and say, "I don't have to explain anything, and we can begin." But if you say no, I tell you it's a very powerful vibrating massager that feels so good. I also let you know if it gets to be too much, let me know. And then I turn it on. The soft buzz of the toy turns on and I watch you swallow. Hard. You're already breathing tougher and coming slightly undone from me working you up. I take the Hitachi and I slowly place it on you. I find that spot that makes your hips buck and it forces you to hold in a moan. You don't want to be too loud, what if someone hears? And I encourage that. I tell you to be louder, that I love all the noises you make for me. I tell you how good you look like this. That makes you struggle to keep your hips still. And you're moving them, bucking against the Hitachi, grinding yourself, and it makes it easier for you to get off. You find you are enjoying this. A lot. A lot more than you expected. If you had nerves about using a vibe, they have melted away at this point as I work you over with the vibe. I watch your chest stutter as you try to take a deep breath. Your hands clasp and unclasp. Your toes do the same. I turn it on the next setting and you're struggling to keep your voice down. I tell you it's okay. Be as loud as you want. I don't mind if the neighbors hear. All they're going to find out is how good I'm making you feel. That's all. This embarrasses you a bit, but it also turns you on. It makes you want more from me. I keep encouraging you. I'm praising you. Your entire world has boiled down to the vibrator, the sound of my voice, the darkness that surrounds you from the blindfold. Everything feels more heightened. When you can't see, everything's more intense. You can't tell if it's only been a minute or if it's been an hour. Your brain is clouded with pleasure, and the only words coming out of your mouth are right there and please and more, things like that. I'm getting so wet watching you. I'm getting hornier the closer you're getting to coming. I can't help the effect you have on me, how fucking turned on I get watching you like this. You're so desperate, it's so sexy. I turn it on the highest setting after a little bit more. This makes your hips really start to buck. If I could see your eyes, I'm sure they'd be clenched closed. There's tears starting to stain the blindfold. You want more, you need more. You're so fucking greedy for that pleasure, it feels so good. And you're almost there. I'm encouraging you the entire time, cheering you on. I don't want you to hold back anything. You don't need to wait. You can orgasm whenever that need builds up. And it's been building steadily up. You're getting closer and closer, and all you need is something, a little something, to send you over the edge. While your thigh muscles are tensing, I leave a kiss on your inner thigh and I say, I want you to come for me, my love. That's enough to send you over the edge. The orgasm has you trembling, your hips stuttering, and a moan escapes from my lips. I can't help myself, you look so gorgeous when you come. I smile to myself when I turn off the vibe once I know it's over completely. I go up between your legs and I settle myself on your lap. I gingerly take off the wet blindfold and I press a delicate kiss to your lips. I ask you how was it and if you enjoyed it. You laugh at me like I just said something stupid, followed up by yes, I did like it very much. This makes me giddy. I smile even wider and shower you in more little kisses along your neck and jaw, all the way to your lips. We end up making out for a little bit before I slide off your lap into your side. I lay my head in your lap and you start to play with my hair. We end up falling asleep like that. So, what did you think? Is that something you would want to try? Really? You would? Okay. Now, I'm really glad I told you, and I'm really excited for the next time we hang out. Did you end up coming from my little fantasy? Fuck. That's hot. Why would I lie about that? You're so dumb sometimes. It's a good thing you're cute and I love you. I'm gonna hang up now, so text me.